You know something that really pisses me off? UK music is dead. American music is dead, especially rock music. I'm looking around for a song to start the episode. Because we're going to be talking about war, we're going to be talking about death, we're going to be talking about gore. It's going to be a dark episode, alright? It is going to get to that point of darkness. And I'm looking around for a song to cheer things up. And what did I go to first? I went to K-pop, because that's what exists, that's what it is. That's what the world of music is. It's K-pop, and then like a Vietnamese EDM fucking club song every few years will come out, or an African song or something, some fucking weird song from somewhere, random will come out. But mostly, it's K-pop first, and then it's like boring, standard American shit. Okay, the American music industry has suffered in the same way the British music industry has suffered, but not to the same extent. Because there still is American people out there making music, even if it's bad. And some people say, oh, what about people like Ed Sheeran? What about people like Adele? What about, these are British people. Yeah, but they're boring as well and they're shit. And they've become so Americanized that it's barely kept the Britishness of it, you know? When I was growing up, in my fucking day of, you know, growing pubes, puberty time and beyond, I tell you, and before then as well, there was great British music. Okay, it was a golden age, and we didn't even know. I didn't even know at the time it was a golden age. Maybe I did. Maybe I thought it was a golden age, but it was a golden age. All of the fucking great music of like 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, and then, you know, 2010, 2011 maybe, but really around that time, okay? The middle to the end of the 2000s, and then maybe into the, you know, 2010s, early 2010s. But really, it was the middle to the end of the 2000s, and then before that, you had like pop punk kind of thing that was in, that was huge. I hate the term in, but it was huge. And also new metal as well. It was like fucking Blink 182, Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, Sum 41. These kind of bands. Alright? And some of it, when you listen back, you think this is both hilariously embarrassing and extremely great at the same time. That's what the kind of the real pop punk kind of music in the early 2000s was. It was embarrassingly bad, but it wasn't bad. It was extremely great at the same time. And it still sounds like that, and they're fucking classics now. There's no rock classics 20, 30 years from now, all right, or even sooner, 10 years from now. You look back on this period, you go, where was the great fucking rock music? Where was it? You won't be able to find it, because it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It's only fucking K-pop, terrible American music, and terrible British music that might as well be American at this point. It might as well be American at this point. And then every now and then you get a song from another country that goes viral and is a big thing, you know? Like, it's horrible. It's horrible. Music is fucking dead in that way. And I don't know what fucking happened. What fucking happened to it? It's like a mix of the internet, that fucking internet thing, and the way the internet has gone, cheapening everything. Where it's like only one song or two or three songs are allowed to be heard at any one time. That's what it's like. It's like, okay, these are the three songs that everyone listens to. Okay. Before, there was a much wider variety of songs that were exposed to the people of the world. And ironically, now you got the fucking internet and you got TikTok and these kind of things. And it hasn't, you know, pushed more music through. It's narrowed the music that gets to people. And when I go and I try and fucking find awesome music, like, it's never from this period. I can never find anything from 2020s and from, like, 2015 and beyond. It's just, it's shit. It's shit. And I'm sure there's a few okay songs, or maybe even a few great songs. And maybe even a few great songs that I know, and you'd say, that was from 2017. I'd say, yeah, that was great. But 2007? 10 years earlier than 2017? The music that was out there, it's like you get a new classic song, a new fucking real classic song every week. Every week. Okay? A new classic song. And some weeks you get two or three or more. It was fucking... You'd get more than 100 classic songs every fucking year. And it was all concentrated in those few years when I was... Like, I was 14, 15, 16, 17, this age. It was fucking 18. You know, it was concentrated in that time. And this was also a time when I would go a lot to, you know, rock shows in the UK. I would go to festivals in the UK. And now, like, why the fuck are we going to a festival? Why the fuck I want to go see a musical act? A band? The only bands I'm going to see are fucking... I might go see a K-pop, girls groups, and... Like, that's it. Because they do have the songs. Strangely enough, they do have the fucking songs. And they got the fucking... You know, they're hot as well. So, of course, you want to go fucking look at them. That's it. That's it. And yet, K-pop is, like, the absolute fucking worst. In terms of how corporate it is. It's the antithesis... Of the soul of, like, the fucking DIY fucking rock music. Where you got a group of people writing a song in a fucking garage. And then they put it out, they get big, and woo, you know. It's like, that shit doesn't happen anymore. It's all K-pop, it's all fucking the most extreme manufactured music and people, you know. Down to their fucking diets, their waistlines have to be a certain size. Or they'll be a bad K-pop idol. And there's got to be a lot of children in it as well. We know all this. We've talked about this. But yeah, it's really fucking strange. It's strange. Like, even in 2013, when I was first in Korea, when I lived in Korea... In the summer of 2013, and I was first really exposed to K-pop. Psy and all that shit had come out. Some shit had come out and was big around the world. But it was like a jokey thing. It was like, yeah, K-pop. But then when I went to Korea and I was exposed to, like, the girl bands, like the early-ish kind of girl bands before K-pop was a really huge thing around the world. Like... I mean, it was great, but music in the West was still dominant, and there was still, at least, it was coming to an end, but there was still the fucking remnants of the kind of, early, like, middle to late 2000s in 2013, there was still some music that was coming out, but yeah, very quickly, it just all became K-pop and American crap and British crap that's pretty much American crap. It's a terrible time to fucking live as someone who loves music, you know? Because it's become a very different thing. And I don't like it. And there's a lot of problems. There's always been a lot of problems. You can find problems in anything, but K-pop has a extreme concentration of problems and abuse, you know? It's just swept under the rug by most people. Anyway, today we're talking about war. We're talking about men, mostly men, being destroyed, their bodies being chewed up and spat out into the mud. I watched All Quiet on a Western Front last night, German war film. It's a remake. They've made that, it's like the third version of the film they've made. It was originally based on a novel. And I didn't watch this for a long time. I haven't watched it. But for some reason, last night, I decided to watch it. I was looking for a film, and I wanted to watch like a World War film, World War II or World War I. And I looked around, and I decided, all right, let's watch All Quiet on the Western Front. So I turned all of my lights off. And I put it on my phone, and I put it on my laptop, you know. I used my laptop as a stand. I put my laptop to sleep, and there was a nice, bright, flashing lights from, you know, the other lights on my laptop. You know, the lights on the side of the laptop were still flashing, so it was a weird kind of environment. It was a very nice movie watching situation I set up there, and I watched it. I watched this film, and it's very brutal. There's a lot of battle scenes, you know, a lot of in the trenches, hand-to-hand combat, charging towards the enemy trenches, and the fucking close-up killing of human beings. And it's done in a very great way. It's done in a very realistic way, how it would have been a lot of times. Some of it, I feel like they tried to just try and get some juice from that wasn't there. You know, some of the more emotional shit. You know, it's like these guys are killing all these people, and this guy has a breakdown after he stabbed some guy and he tries to put it back together. I didn't like that stuff. I didn't like when it got kind of purposefully overly emotional when the rest of the time they're just brutally killing each other. But, oh, every now and then, we'll try and show the humanity of something. No, you're not showing the humanity. The humanity is bullets going through people's livers and brains and cocks. That's the humanity. And whenever they try and throw the emotion in, like, oh, I care about this person I just stabbed to death. Like, oh, fuck off. Fuck off. No, you don't. And I'm sure every now and then that shit existed. And it does exist in wars, but mostly not. And can we just not put that shit in? Because it's a bore. It's a fucking bore. Don't be boring. You're boring me when you're doing that. Look, it was a brutal film. And a lot of what I saw in that film reminded me of a lot of what I've seen in the gore that has been released from the war in Ukraine that's currently going on. There is currently a war going on the other end of this continent that I am on here in Europe. And it's happening, man. It's happening. Hundreds of thousands of men have died that way. And it's both dumb and necessary at the same time. I don't even know if it's necessary. It just is. It just is. And until we got the robots that can fight each other, it always will be. And even when we got the robots that can fight each other fully, then the advantage comes from still killing the humans, you know? Because why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? Wasn't I gonna sing a song? Alright, let's sing a song. You know what? Fucking, let's sing a new tune song. Yeah, let's sing a new tune song. Yeah. New jeans. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, for fuck's sake. It's one of those music videos. It's one of those music videos where there's a little story in the beginning. I just want the song. Okay, just give me the fucking song. Fucking cunts. Yeah. Woo! New jeans, new jeans, new jeans. Woo! Let's go. Super shy, super shy. Make your mind, make your mind. On my mind all the time. I wanna tell you, but I'm super shy, super shy. I'm super shy when I'm with it, when I'm making mine, making mine. On my mind all the time. I wanna tell you, but I'm super shy, super shy. Out with you, where you wanna go? Oh, this is the child. That's the child. That's the child singing about going out with a man. Alright, there we go. That's... Did that cheer you up as we talk about war? I looked at some gore this morning. I did. I looked at some gore this morning from the Ukraine war. It doesn't get any better. It stays the as bad as it is. It stays the same level as horrifying as it's always been in Ukraine. That war is not gonna end. It will end. It might end. But look, we could be in World War III right now. We could be already in World War III. I'm sure when... You know? Look, we could be in World War III already. And there was a very interesting thing that happened. That was announced that happened the other day. And that was both the Chinese and Russian militaries, the navies, they headed up to Alaska. They headed up to the Aleutian Islands of Alaska. And they were just sailing around. A very large fucking... a very large contingent of ships. Alright. They had a flotilla of ships up there in Alaska. And the Americans sent some destroyers and some planes to go and track them. But apparently it was the largest flotilla to come close to the United States. You know, that close to the United States in history. And it didn't get much press attention. It wasn't like big news. But I knew it. I knew what happened. It feels like they're testing, probing more than they have before. And the Chinese spy balloons were also a part of that campaign. And I think it's going to get worse and worse. I think it's going to get more hardcore. And they're going to start doing a lot more things. And I think there could be a mistake. Could be a mistake. And when that mistake happens, more mistakes will likely happen. Decisions that aren't even mistakes that just need to be made will be made. And they will escalate things because they have to escalate things. I think we're coming close to a world war. I think world wars, well, the current setup of the world and where things are going, the decline of American power, the rise of Chinese power, but China worrying about their future, worrying about their population and what that's going to be in a decade, 2 decades, 3 decades down the line, what it's going to be like for them. Russia also doing the same and lashing out. We got countries, we got Western Europe antsy. You know, there's this thing in Niger that's happening right now. People calling it World War Africa. Because Niger, they're all coming for Niger. France has been cut off from its former colony because of a military coup. And a bunch of African countries in France and Western countries, they're thinking about going into Niger. And they are, days away. All these pockets, you know, there, and all these things that are happening. We're like in a situation where it's pre-World War. this is the, you know, the machines are getting warmed up. They're warming up. They're spinning up, baby. They really are. Soon it will be time to go. I think there will probably be a world war before 2050. I can see this period of time is setting the stage for what that world war is going to be like. And when, you know, a couple big countries start going at it, and another couple big countries start going at it, then everyone jumps in. Because if they don't jump in, they miss the opportunities that come with a giant war on this planet. You know? Yes, it's because of entangled alliances and these things, but it's really a lot of it is about the opportunity that comes from the war and what they can grab from it. You know? What they can grab in terms of resources, in terms of land from these wars. And I'm not gonna fucking war as a soldier, man. I'm really not. It's war depends on nationalism and the false belief that putting on a uniform and holding a gun is the brave thing to do, is the right thing to do, you know? Because it's not. It's only the brave thing to do if you and your country and your fucking home, you know, something you really care about is being invaded. If you invade your fucking, you know, someone's home, then yeah, it's a brave thing to do. It is the thing to do. But if you fucking go to war, I mean, you know who got it right? You know who got this right? Donald Trump and Joe Biden, the last two presidents of the United States of America. Joe Biden, people don't like to talk about it. I've talked about it. Fucking asthma deference, okay? Fucking asthma. Couldn't go to war. Got a deferment because of asthma. And before that, why couldn't he go to war? Oh, he couldn't go to war because he was in college studying to become a lawyer. Can't send a fucking trainee lawyer to the fucking jungles of Vietnam. Can't do that. It's so big of asthma as well. People don't like to talk about that, but I know, and I talk about that. Yeah, so they got it right. They got it right. You get out of fucking war. Most wars. Unless it's a fucking Nazi knocking on your door with a machine gun. Alright. Or you could really see that coming. And it's very legitimate that that's a thing that's coming truly. Then, you know, you don't get a war. You don't get a war. Like World War One, World War Two, not World War One, really, because that was just a fucking shit show, and it was really stupidity that got the world into that war, and just countries jumping in, you know, because of entangled alliances and opportunities jumping in. So putting on a uniform for World War One, it's like, no, someone else can go and die in the mud. I'm not doing that. World War Two is a different story. Because there really was evil around, and evil that would have affected you, you know. It would, if the Germans would have taken over Britain, then it would not have been a nice place to exist, you know. The population really would have been, you know, it was fight or be subjugated. And when it's fight or be subjugated, like the boys in Ukraine right now, I understand what they're doing. I understand why they're doing it. But the Russians? Right, let's go into Ukraine and die. Because this fucking, the Kremlin wants us to. Because he's worried about the population collapse and he needs to grab resources while he's still got enough young men to do it. No, you don't do that, man. It's rough, man. I looked at these images this morning. Haven't looked at them for a while. It's been a while since I've looked at the images from the Ukraine war. And these people without eyes. It's just very interesting how they die, you know, the final state of them. Because there's people who, they look fine. They're on the ground. They look fine. Maybe they're dead, but they haven't been destroyed. Their bodies haven't been blown to pieces. And then you get and you look at their fucking heads and they're just missing eyes. Where's his eyes gone? And there's images of women and children just blown apart. And there are some women fighting in this war, you know. You see the images of the women with their military fatigues on. Their bodies missing legs, missing arms, missing heads. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a way, we do need a world war. I was thinking this before I watched the movie. That we kind of do need a world war. And then when I was watching the movie, I was still thinking, kind of need a world war. And afterwards, I was also thinking, we kind of need a world war. We do need a world war. Because we have people fatigue, you know. We have this human overload of people. It's the crack wheel. It's the scroll, 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 crack wheel. It's the scrolling crack wheel. Everyone's on it. And nobody can get off it. And we're seeing too many people with too many thoughts and too many opinions. And there's too many people living their lives and showing it. It's just, it's too much. We're in a period now where everyone is just, everything's so soft. Most things are so soft. I mean, it's not in the Donbass. It's not going to be in Niger. Very soft. If I can get a Yemen, see how soft it is. Sudan's falling apart. Not too soft there. But the Western world, too soft, too soft. And, I mean, a world war would shake things up. It would get people off TikTok. You know, it would break that addiction globally that is set in. You know, most places around the globe. And maybe it would make us love each other more. Appreciate human beings more. Or maybe not. But something's got to happen. Something's got to break this wheel. You know. The fact that, I mean, there's all this addiction, you know. Addiction about fast food. And even the addictions that aren't painful. Like, truly painful. And very immediately. Like. Or maybe they are, but they're more insidious, like fast food. And the scrolling addiction, you know. They're everywhere, man. It's fucking everywhere. Maybe if we have a world war, real British music will come back. Maybe we'll go for a new golden period of British music. And also, the British music thing. It's also the pandemic. I think the pandemic, I'm not blaming it solely on the pandemic because this was happening before, but the pandemic probably did, you know, stop. It stopped touring, it stopped all this stuff, so it probably did kill off a lot of bands. Maybe there was a golden period coming that never came because all those bands that were starting up were killed by pandemic, you know, not being able to get out there on the road, not really being able to live that life that you know, they're gonna be living. Good music. Alright, what do you want to do? Should we, okay, this is up to you. You're gonna make the choice. We're gonna end this episode one of two ways. We're even gonna look at gore, and I'm going to describe the gore from the war in Ukraine that I saw this morning. Or we're going to listen to some WMAF, some WMAF, yeah? You make the choice. I got my phone up right now, and you make the choice. Oh, okay, math. You want some math? Let's do it then, WMAF, math. All right, Asian slut fucked by big wide penis. Let's say penis. Let's type penis in here and see what we get. Alright. Let's get one of these videos here. Alright, scroll through. Ultra skinny Asian whore sucks big white cock. That seems like it's something that we can enjoy.
Why don't you stop masturbating and start shagging desperate housewives?
Here you can find thousands of profiles looking for someone to video chat. Okay, calm down. She's in the shower. I've skipped forward, and now she's about to put the penis in her mouth. It is a large penis. She is very skinny. And the penis is in her mouth. Let's skip forward to some sound. Oh, she's so skinny. I don't want to watch this, man. I don't want to fucking watch this. Too skinny, man. Like, I don't like that. Yeah. Like the, I can literally see her liver. I can see her liver. I don't want to see the liver of the woman I'm fucking or the.
Keep it going, baby.
No. Come on. Let's fucking. Okay, here we go. They're fucking. He's fucking an oiled up Asian woman. And that is the sound of love. It's the sound of happiness. That's enough. Has this episode been particularly scattershot? I feel like I've been jumping around a lot in this episode. I don't know. I do know. I feel like it has been. But I still feel like it's an episode that I have to put out. And I feel like it really is an episode, you know. Alright. I drank a fucking... Do you eat a smoothie or do you drink a smoothie? I drank a smoothie. A lot of strawberries, 158 grams of strawberry, and 200 grams, no, it wasn't 200 grams, it was like a fucking 207 grams of Greek yogurt with honey. I didn't want the honey, but they didn't have fucking 0% fat, so had to get some fucking honey in there. And I put that in the blender, and I blended it up with the strawberries, and I drank it, and it smelled fucking awful. But it tasted great. And it's very healthy. And even though the yogurt seemed processed, it didn't have many ingredients. And it didn't have any ingredients I didn't recognize. You know, immediately. Fucking Ethiopian names on the ingredients. Didn't have any of them. So yeah, still healthy. And yeah, soon it will be time for lunch. Yeah. All right. Okay. See you in the next one. Become a patron. And I'll see you in the next one.